Blog Talk Radio.
This Christmas, old as we dream of being, how much fun it's gonna be together. This fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas. Very special Christmas for me.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is Golden Speaks, and today we are going to talk about the upcoming holidays. Now, to be more specific, we're going to talk about the holidays and blended families. So the title of this show is called Blended Family First Holiday. Just to give a recap of the show in itself, we're not going to have a guest call in today. Today it's just going to be me and you having a conversation. And I thought it would be great to discuss the first holiday meet and greets, like when you're in a relationship, blended families, how that goes. Meeting his people, meeting her kinfolk. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. First, I was doing some research regarding blended families and or step relationships, and I read somewhere that 100 million Americans have a step relationship. 40% of households today are blended. And approximately 30% of all new weddings in the U.S. give birth to a new step family. So with that being said, blended families is something that's pretty normal nowadays. It's not like back in the day, you know, where grandma and grandpa was married for 100 years. A lot of times when you meet someone, they have kids, you have kids, and you all just make it work together. Now, parents had a lot of kids, you know, like 100 years ago. Today, it's the opposite. Like, kids have a lot of parents. So, you know, back then, like my grandmother, she had 14 kids. And then my grandfather had another wife, and she had 13 kids. Now, you know, my daughter, she has like 8 parents. No, I'm just joking. But in all seriousness, you know, it's totally the opposite way around. And some of the information I found very, very, I knew that number was high, but I didn't know it was that high. So that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it today. And, of course, you know, all of my topics are personal related. So and with my own blended family, I myself have a child. My significant other does not have any kids. But this will be our first holiday season as a blended family. This will be our first time meeting a lot of his family members. So I just kind of wanted to, like, kind of dive in that a little bit. 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, about a month or so away from Christmas. So how do you prepare for that? How do you prepare your kids? Like, do you tell them where you're going and who you're going to meet? What if I don't like them? What if they don't like me? Is it going to, you know, kind of alter our relationship a little bit? Do I need to take something with me? You know, like, should I don't know, maybe take some liquor, loosen up a little bit? Who knows? But these are some of the things that, you know, that you think about, that I've thought about. And just curious to see what other people do or how they interact meeting other, you know, your significant other's families for the first time, especially in a holiday setting. Honestly, I think it's the best way to go because, you know, it's a lot of people there. So if you don't like one person, you could just, you know, go on around. If you don't like auntie, go around and hit up uncle, see if you can get a connection with him. So you just, you know, that's the best time to do it. Another thing that I was reading was how it was this great article, I believe it was in Essence Magazine, from, I like these bloggers. They are Rania Lamar, but they have an awesome blog. And they are always talking about different type of families. They themselves are a blended family. and they always talk about different topics as far as, you know, how to deal with bad children, how to deal with in-laws, how to deal with baby mama drama, all type of stuff. But their blog I'm looking for right now is actually called blackandmarriedwithkids.com. I've seen them everywhere. They've been on talk shows. I think they've been on Oprah. But they're really good, and they have blogged for a long time. They're actually getting ready to do a movie about blended families coming up. So that just tells you how huge of a topic that this really is. But one of the things that they were saying was how they started to build relationships with other couples to help them get through rough times. And I think that that was a great tip that they provided. So I'm pretty sure that you have a couple of friends, or you yourself may be from a blended family. And with that being said, it's always good to have support and friends to talk to or get advice from, you know, kind of been there, done that type of thing, so that you would know what to do moving forward, or so that the unknown is not so scary. It's just a way of life. So one of the things that I was looking into is to see, you know, should I take something with me? And I was like, well, I think that I should, because what if I don't like that cooking? Like, I'm kind of picky. I love sweets and all that stuff, but I don't know. Like, I think the best thing to do is probably to take some liquor, because in that way I can kind of just drink, you know, and loosen up a little bit, and then just eat when I leave. I really, to be honest, I think what I'm going to do is to cook at home. So then that way, if I don't want to eat over there, I can come home and still have some food and a home-cooked meal on Thanksgiving. He and I kind of talked about where we're going to go or whose family member's house we're going to go over. It's always good to compromise. So we had the idea, came up to the conclusion that we would do Thanksgiving with his folks, and then my mom is going to come down for Christmas, so we'll do, you know, a holiday with my people, which is always great. I don't think that it should just be one-sided. It should, you know, definitely be a mutual decision as far as where you're going to go and who you're going to see, and it should always be, you know, a little bit of his side, a little bit of her side. But it's just so many different outcomes to this type of scenario that can happen. There was another article that I was reading, and they were saying how they recommended to start your own family tradition. Like, just because, you know, when you were with so-and-so and y'all celebrated Christmas Eve, that doesn't mean that with your new blended family that you're going to want to do that as well. As a matter of fact, I think it's best to start your own family tradition, so then that way the kids have something to look forward to moving forward. When I'm not heavily on Twitter yet, I'm trying to get there. Be patient with me. Twitter is not my favorite thing. But it seems like that's the best way to get people to talk back, you know, and just you all give your feedback. I'm doing a live chat right now, so definitely if you're tuned in, you can always do a live chat with me. It's blogtalkradio.com/forward/GoldenSpeaks, so you can always hit me up there. And then, of course, after a couple of days, this show, as well as the others, will be featured on, I'll post them on my Facebook page as well as my Twitter feed. And then, of course, you can go to killjoyradio.com as well. But looking at some of the new family traditions, or blended family traditions, should I say, that you can come up with, like for myself, I'll give an example. I throw in my Christmas tree. Like, that was a huge deal to me. To some, it may not be, but I had that tree since my daughter was a baby. So that had significant value to me. It meant a lot. And for me to throw it away, I hope that he understood that that was a big deal. But I think it was best to, you know, just start from scratch. So, hell, start with the damn tree and go from there. And definitely communicate. Ask the kids what they would like to do. And then, you know, see if you and your mate agree with those kind of things that, that they all talk about. If anybody, like I said, if you're, I see a couple people tuned in, so if you're live and you want to chat, hit me up if you have any questions or anything. But I believe one of the things that we're going to do for Christmas is we're definitely going to get a live tree. And this is my first live tree in so many years. However, I found out that it is not as hard as it used to be. When I was growing up, you had to have like four people help you with a live tree. Somebody, you know, people to bring it in the house. You have to have somebody down at the bottom to hold the little tray thing that it's sitting in. You have to have somebody else to actually hold the tree up, so, and then somebody else to screw the screws in there. Not anymore. You can go right up here. If you're in Texas, you can go right up here to the Houston Garden Center, pick out your little tree. They saw it off at the bottom. They even give you the little container to sit it in, screw it all in there. All you got to do is take it off the top of your car, bring it on in the house, and pop it right in it wherever you want it to be. Don't forget to get the bag that sits under the tree so that when it's time, when Christmas is over and you're ready to throw it away, the bag, lift it on top of the tree. All you have to do is put a little zip tie around it and drag that motherfucker to the garbage. So don't forget to do that. Get the bag that goes under the tree. That will save you a lot of headache. But like I was saying, for myself, with my new family traditions, I have the luxury, unfortunately, to not have to share my daughter. So I can, or we can make the decision as far as, you know, what we're going to do. There is no time restraint where I have to make sure that, you know, we do things on certain days because she has to go with her father on other certain days. I know that is for a lot of people, and that's great because kids need to spend time with both parents. And if that is your case, then definitely figure out the scheduling part first and then come back and work on what you're going to do when your child is with you. And then work on some things that you want to do when your child is not with you. It's always good to have some free time for yourself. Also, holiday parties. I'm not a huge fan of holiday parties. I don't have a lot of friends, so I don't get invited to a lot of holiday parties either. But I think it's best if you're starting off with a blended family to attend holiday parties together or host your own. He and I are definitely thinking about doing like a little New Year's get-together at our house this year. Just for, you know, our mutual friends to kind of come together and have someone to hang out. Stop a lot of us bouncing around from house to house to house. We can just have people to come over our own house, you know, and host a little fun time with all of our friends and the kids and all that good stuff. So that's always an option as well, especially if you have a lot of kids because you don't want to take them here to there to everywhere. But going backwards to the traditions, start off with the schedule, synchronize that with your mate, synchronize that with, you know, the other biological parent, and then that way you can kind of start a game plan going. Be intentional to include everybody. Don't exclude nobody. Don't even exclude the baby daddy or the baby mama. Include them because that'll show your kids that you are willing to, you know, that this blended family is actually blended. It's not a broken blended family, that you're all willing to work together. The main concern is them and that they're happy and that you all are happy. And they can definitely tell when there's, you know, animosity or something going on. So always include everybody. Even, you know, his new girlfriend or her new boyfriend. I know you may not want to, but it's just best to do that. If you are fine with things to do, I believe Google is your best friend. There's always great things. Try Pinterest, try Facebook, try Google, try different things, activities, depending on how old or young your kids are. Like I said, I'm definitely just now starting. I think I'm a little late, but I'm starting right now to think of little fun things I can do. I just started my Christmas shopping, and I just started trying to figure out what I'm going to maybe take with me to meet his family on Thanksgiving. But you can never go wrong with a dessert or alcohol. So those two things are, that's the top two front runner. So I'll figure that out as I move along. We're going to have a part two to this, and I am going to have a special guest to join me, and it'll be kind of like a follow-up as to what happened on Thanksgiving. So, stay tuned. Definitely not going to have him listen to that one just in case I don't like his people, but that's going to be a good one. So, I'll definitely keep you all tuned as far as who the guests will be. I see some questions popping up, so we'll get to those in just a hot second. But definitely keep tuned right after Thanksgiving because we will be talking about what happened and who I got to meet, who I didn't get to meet. Is this a good sign? Maybe, you know, the relationship is progressing forward because, you know, he's not embarrassed to have my loud butt around his family. So stay tuned on that portion. So I'm trying to, I see somebody typing a question, but I guess it's a very long one because they are not finished yet. So I'll move along to my next subject while they get their thoughts together. A lot of times when we have, like, the holidays come up and stuff, it's always a question of how much money we're going to spend. And that's been, like, the big question the last couple of weeks. I think that it's always good to set a budget and try to stick to it as much as possible. Sometimes that's hard to do, but set a budget and tell your mate what the budget is and be honest. Like, I started off not being so honest and saying, oh, it's just about $400. Yeah, that's not true at all, and that starts extra stuff. So be honest about your budget. Really think about it. Like I said, don't wait till the last minute because that's just really going to screw everything up. It's going to make it a lot stressful, and this is something that you should enjoy, especially if this is your first holiday together. So take the time out to just plan everything accordingly because planning is definitely a must. Okay, so are you going to put your name in here? Okay, so no. So Anonymous has a question in regards to today's topic, and it's about meet and greet. And his or her question is, okay, they're still typing. Okay, so the question is that what if you've already met your significant other's family members and they have expressed their dislike towards you? Do you go back to the same family member's home if you are invited for another family function? So I think that's a great question. And my answer to that is, yes, you should go back to the next family function, especially if you're invited. If you were not invited and your mate just invited you and said, come on, that wouldn't be a great idea. But if you're invited, I say go. Why not? Because what can happen is that first impressions are everything, but a lot of times that, you know, his aunt or who, because you didn't specify, but his aunt or grandmother or mother may not have liked you because they didn't get a chance to really know you. So when you're, you know, meeting someone and they don't have that time to actually get to spend some time with you and have a conversation and get to know who you are, they can express dislike towards you. But if you go back and just take some time to actually, you know, conversate with them and be nice, be cordial, and just be yourself, you could easily turn that around. Don't take that, what you heard as far as them not liking you, don't take that to heart and don't hold that over their head. Give them a second chance because you want them to give you a second chance. So that would be my advice to you. But great question. I appreciate it. So all in all, I really appreciate you all tuning in. And again, after Thanksgiving, I'll definitely do a follow-up show, and I'll tell you all how it went and what happened. Am I nervous? That's a question. Hell yeah, I'm nervous. But like I said, I'm just going to be myself and do my thing, and I'm pretty sure everything will fall into place. I'm a lovely person, so I'm sure they have nothing to dislike. But to answer your question, yes, I'm nervous. I think everybody is always nervous when meeting their significant other, family members, and things like that. But, you know, again, if you just be yourself, then everything will be fine. Because if you're fake, they're going to notice that, and then that's going to not be such a great thing. So our next show, stay tuned to my social media because I will post as far as who our special guests will be. And that's going to be great, great conversation with them. And we will follow up as far as what happened during my first meet and greet. So thank you all for chatting in your questions. I really, really appreciate it. And stay tuned for what's coming next. Have a good night.